Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. I am a fan of science fiction, but I'm not one of those fans, right? You know, the ones that take it too seriously or delve into the smallest little detail and allow that to take them out of the moment and harp on things that probably should just be let go so you could appreciate the story and the characters and the other components of the science fiction. I guess if I'm claiming this, that I'm not that kind of fan, you probably shouldn't listen to this episode. Enjoy.
I have a sci-fi question for you because I was listening to something recently, very much enjoying it.
Oh, good.
But I've noticed that there is science fiction where everything is based on people coming out of Earth, right? So I'm trying to think. Like Star Wars would be not Earth-based.
Extraterrestrial, right? Yeah, right.
In nature. And then 2001, Starship Troopers or something like that.
Battlestar Galactica, I think we came from
Battlestar
Earth.
Galactica, perfect example. Okay. So well into the future,
yeah,
but still Earth-based, right? Yeah. Like we still have things that we recognize, like toys and sayings that people still might say.
Do we ever go back to Earth?
Battlestar Galactica, do you want me to spoil it for you?
Oh, no. I mean, no. I'm not going to watch Battlestar.
No. The reason I'm bringing it up is because when the writers or whoever's making the TV show is referencing something that's fully Earth, it takes me out of the moment.
Ah.
So I'll give you an example. I'm listening to a very good book called Gideon the Ninth, and it's like a much more fun version of Dune.
Oh, wow.
In many ways. So there are these there's 10 houses. So there's almost like this royalty that existed for the last 10,000 years.
Hey, listeners, Nick is like lighting up right now. He's got this beautiful glow.
Oh, I love
telling
talking
the story.
About, so like I just world went, building somebody else's
okay,
world. I'll build it all the
I
time.
I can see it. Okay, good. More. Tell me more.
So, and it's been around for 10,000 years, and representatives of each of the houses have to get together at this mysterious house and solve the puzzle, whatever that is. So I'm about halfway through it right now. Yeah. But they're like, they just found an old apartment or someplace that people were living, and they were talking about the toothbrushes. Oh, they're the old electrical kind, like that would shake when you ran them. And they use terms like douche, as a insult.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they just dropped a "that's what she said." And so I'm finding that instance,
interesting.
But they haven't said like it's specifically like this is Earth or these are Earthlings in the year 7255 or whatever.
Right.
Like if that was the case, then I'd be okay with it.
Yeah. They justified it. They're justifying the choice. But I think it's interesting because I never realized how much I rely on different language when it comes to things that are supposed to be different worlded, right?
Right.
Yeah, different worlded.
Right.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Like Red October, The Hunt for Red October, I thought did a really good job where everybody's speaking Russian and they kind of zoom in on who was it, one of the characters, and then all of a sudden he's just speaking with an accent. Remember that?
I don't.
Oh,
I don't,
yeah, so they did that that way. But yeah, it's just bothersome. Like I understand like you have to do shortcuts like distances. Right. You can't just make up an entire system of distances to try to. You can.
Right.
But it would probably be dumb. And you can just assume that, they're saying kilometer in the book, but what they really mean is Shazbot, which is a kilometer in their language.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or at least use something like a parsec or something that's spacey.
Something.
But that's interesting. That's too much for my brain. Like this, because there's so many details that you could look at that would apply to, where the language that we choose would kind of bring you right back here to what we already know. And I can see how that would be like a spoiler of a different way, right? Because it's kind of like it's like the curtain on the Wizard of Oz opening a little bit. So you keep seeing the foot of a man behind the curtain. And you're like, wait a second. So I get that.
I just got to find where it's okay, because I'm watching, there's a show called Red versus Blue, which is actually a lot funnier than I thought it was, a lot deeper than I thought it was. It basically started, these guys started doing video capture of them playing Halo, the video game.
Okay, yeah.
And they would, I don't know if they wrote the script first, and then they would act it out on the screen with the characters in the video game.
Interesting.
And eventually they got, I guess, budget and they did just CGI.
It's like Mystery Science Theater to begin with, kind of, but with video game. That's interesting.
Yeah. But that's all based on Earth in the future. So them insulting each other, calling each other names, all of that stuff fits.
Yeah.
But Star Wars, The Last Jedi, that was the second one of the new trilogy, I think.
Yeah.
Took me out of the moment immediately because they had the good guy was in his X-Wing and he was fighting one of the big Imperial cruisers and he's trying to stall. So he connects on his little headset and he goes, he does a whole bit about being on hold. And I'm like, what is happening? That took me out for the movie. It was also an awful movie, but that took me out for the whole thing. Like, that's something so specific to this culture. Sure, there's probably call centers on Tatooine, but I don't want to know about that.
Exactly. That's a detail we don't need to know. Wow. I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted from Nick's gripes about science fiction realism. He has a definite point. Nobody wants to be dragged back to reality while enjoying the temporary suspension of disbelief that's cornerstone to enjoying good fiction of any kind. My real problem is that I watch shows all the time without noticing this little foible of modern language, and now I'll never not notice it again. I'll probably hunt it out in every future science fiction show I watch, and for that, I can thank my podcast partner in crime. That does it for this Daily Dose, my friends. We'll catch you next time.